We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. My name is John Warren. Mike Parker is back from road trips with Oregon State Sports, so Mike and I are back together again here on this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, and it is brought to you by the OSU Beaver Mobile app, the OSU Beavers Mobile. It's presented by your local Toyota dealers. OSU Beavers Mobile, available now for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. It allows fans to manage all their game day ticket needs, including purchase and entry. Fans can also use the app to transfer tickets to friends and for access to game day parking. By downloading, Beaver Nation can experience exclusive discounts and deals, have the opportunity to win exclusive prizes, and participate in app-only game activations. This week, our guest is gymnast Maddie Dagan, and we caught up with Maggie just prior to the team taking off for West Valley, Utah, and the Pac-12 championships.
Maddie, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. Thanks for taking time for us. Tell us, Maddie, a little bit about, before we get to the Pac-12s, the end of the regular season and a share of the Pac-12 championship for the first time in program history, just what that means to you to be part of a team that's having the kind of year you're having.
Oh, my gosh. It has been so much fun. We have kind of a younger team this year, but all of them have really stepped up and found their positions on the team. And I think we've all just put in the extra hours and all the hard work. And to be regular season co-champs is just super exciting going into this postseason and just really fires us up.
And Maddie, what about your own year as you look at it and what you have still ahead of you in postseason? How would you sum up your own regular season thus far?
So I put in a lot of work to get what's called a 10-0 start on my ball routine. And so being able to contribute to the all-around this year has just been really exciting for me, just because I've put in a lot of hours of work on that event, and it's always been kind of the event I've struggled with. So being able to overcome those struggles has just been really exciting, and I'm really excited to go into postseason and just be able to contribute as much as I can.
Now, speaking of that bar routine, I've been told by someone who knows far better, and I know little, so that's almost anybody. However, what they've told me about you and the bar routine is that you put a lot of work in, as you just said, but you've actually been able to add a technique or something that I've been told is very difficult to add this far into your career. Could you maybe take us through that a little bit, how much work you put in and what you've been able to add, even though it's difficult, really difficult to do?
Yeah, so last year we came off a little bit of a rough season with that event. And so I went home this summer and worked really hard with my club coach from back home to get what's called a bar release. And so the name of it is called a Tkachev. And it is pretty hard. But yeah, I've really struggled with bar releases my whole time being a gymnast. And so just being able to finally kind of figure it out in such a late part of my career was weird, but also just really exciting and kind of proved to myself that I can accomplish those things. So, yeah.
This is interesting. First of all, what's a bar release? Define that. And then what's the Tkachev move that you've put into your program? And a third part of the question is, does that raise the difficulty to the 10.0 that you want it to?
Yes. Okay. So a bar release is, you can either do a single bar release. So basically you're going to do a flip where your hands release off the bar and then re-catch it. And it does, it raises your difficulty up to like basically being at a 10-0 start value. So last year I was in the bar lineup, but doing a bar routine that was about a 9-9 start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was already having a harder time getting a bigger score like I wanted. So yeah, this allows me to get a bigger score and be at the same playing level as the rest of NCAA.
Now the move, what's the move?
Okay, so the move is, it's a little bit hard to explain, but basically I go into a handstand and then I push myself out and then I kind of do a front flip over the bar. Mm. I release and do a front flip over the bar and re-catch it.
Whoa. Did you have a lot of falls when you were trying to perfect that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is just part of it always in learning a release move.
Wow. Wow. I'm curious, too, about, we've talked a lot of gymnastics with a lot of your teammates and teammates who came before you about the sport. Well, I don't know that we've ever really broken down uneven bars. What's the most, is it painful when you're going around and your hip grabs one bar and you flip over? Or is that something that, you know, you kind of are built that way and it works?
I mean, it's definitely something you get used to. The bars used to be a lot closer. I'm not sure what year it was that they switched, but I think that the girls' hips before were more beat up because they would have to really hit their hips and bounce back to the other bar. And it was a lot different than it is now.
Interesting.
So I think you just get used to it.
I thought that they adjust per athlete, so that each athlete, depending on your height, the bars would be adjusted. But you're saying it's a universal distance for each routine, for the bars.
So yeah, there's a specific distance for like elite gymnastics. So for USA, like competing in the Olympics, there's a specific setting that you need to do. Here in club, you can pick wherever you want, but there is kind of a more normal setting that girls do, that a more common one. But before, the bars, I think, used to be like super, super close, like a couple feet away from each other. And they've changed that. So.
I'm also curious, Maddie Dagan joining us. I'm curious about one move, one part of a move in all of gymnastics, but I guess we could specify on the bars too. Can you get a 10 with a slight hop at the end on any dismount? Or do you have to stick it completely with no movement?
You have to stick it completely with no movement. And then another interesting fact is when you stick it, you have to click your heels together, or else it's technically a deduction if you don't do that.
Wow. So
when you land it and then you salute, and as you're saluting, your heels need to come together and touch.
And someone's watching for that.
Yes. Somebody is always watching for that.
Wow. We'll take a break right here and remind you that, of course, each and every week, the Beaver Sports Podcast is brought to you in part by your local Toyota dealers and Oregon State Athletics, teaming up to create the official fan club for your favorite pets. We highlight Benny's Buddies members. To sign up your pet, go to osubeavers.com/Benny's Buddies to become a member of Benny's Buddies. And U.S. Bank. We know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We're committed to providing high quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. More now with our guest this week, gymnast Maddie Dagan.
Matty Dagan, our guest, just ahead of the Beavers traveling to West Valley City, Utah for the Pac-12 championships. The Beavers will compete as a 3 seed in the second session against number 4 Utah. We'll talk about that in a moment. Matty, you're coming off to end the regular season from the Mile High Quad Meet where you shared the beam title with Jade Carey. Congratulations on that. How did you feel about your performance in that event?
Oh, thank you so much. I felt really good. That was just super exciting. You know, that's been an event that I have been able to score higher on. And so being able to have it really come together at that meet going into postseason kind of boosted my confidence and really helped me. So that was super exciting.
And it was your second beam title of the year. So as much as Jade has been such a superstar, as we all know, in the all around, you were able to win a beam title on your own earlier in the year, weren't you?
Yes, I think that was at the Utah meet. That was exciting.
Yeah, and to be able to do that in that atmosphere, now that you refresh our memories, tell us about winning an individual title on beam in that atmosphere, what that was like for you, Matty.
Oh, boy, yeah. So the Utah fans are one of a kind. You know, they get the highest or second highest amount of fans in NCAA. So just seeing that fan base in the crowd is definitely a little bit scary. But also, you just got to kind of let it fuel you and excite you. And so I guess it was just really exciting and, I don't know, to get it in that atmosphere. You're right. That was pretty cool.
You're so sweet. You sound like you're being really diplomatic when you say one of a kind. Do they shout things? Are they go after you guys? Or is it just that there's a lot of them making a lot of noise?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think it's just there's a lot of them making a lot of noise. The way that arena is set up is the fans, you kind of look up and they are never ending into the sky. And so you kind of look up and you're like, wow, that is a lot of people. But, you know, they're supporting the Utes, and so it's a cool atmosphere to be in.
Well, we've been around, we know the Huntsman Center. I've not seen it full for basketball games, but you've seen it full for the gymnastics meets, and you're right about that configuration and the setup. The way it's set up, it just goes around equidistant everywhere, all the way around the arena, the same height of the top rows. It's a well-configured arena. Do you like competing in it?
Yes, it feels a little bit small when you're down there. I don't know if it is smaller than like normal arenas, but it was fine. And it's cool because after everybody's done with bars, they actually take the bars down to give the fans a better view of floor and the other events, which is nice.
Does competing in that environment, it must, get you ready for a competition like Pac-12s or regionals or national finals?
Definitely. And even this weekend at Denver, we were competing against 3 other teams, and just having all of that noise and fans from all different parts of the country was helpful too. Just sometimes you just need to get used to just it being loud and and crazy in there.
Matty Dagan with us for a few more minutes. Matty, the thing that I marvel at, and we've talked to different athletes about levels of anxiety or nervousness or whether they're able to sleep before an event. You've been at this sport from a very young and tiny age, and you've been doing it your whole life. How much does adrenaline and nervousness and all of that still play? For example, when you compete against Utah this weekend in West Valley City, Utah, I mean, how much excitement and adrenaline, or have you found ways to manage all of that?
I mean, it's definitely tricky because at meets, your adrenaline is super high. And so what my coaches and I always talk about is kind of finding your dial. And so you don't want to do too much and you don't want to do too little. So kind of finding that happy medium. But I think a lot of the time the pressure of it all kind of excites me and kind of wants, like, I want to do well in that environment, obviously. So, I don't know, it fires me up a little bit.
In that sense, then, you're fired up. I'm sure the team is, too. What's your sense of expectation about what's ahead for you guys in these Pac-12 championships based on what you've seen? How important is a big score to get where you want to go in regionals? Do you feel like you're building towards something really cool this weekend?
Yeah, I think every week we kind of talk about how it's a steady incline and just every meet trying to make ourselves, you know, just that little bit better, because we don't need to change anything drastic. I think what needs to happen is just that belief needs to be there. And so I think what I want to see from the team this weekend is just that feeling of we've got this and there's nothing standing in our way, and just have your game face on going into this meet and do whatever we can to do our best. No, I just think that we have a exciting future for the rest of the season. So I'm excited to see how this weekend goes and continue to go up from there.
Do you feel you've improved as the year has moved along for your own standards?
Yeah, definitely. And even like mentally, you know, I had a few more rough meets at the beginning, and I was kind of figuring everything out, you know, having that new bar skill and doing other events as well. But I think every meet I've just gotten a little bit more comfortable and more confident. So that's been cool to feel that.
Last couple of things with Maddie Dagan joining us here this week. We appreciate you taking time, Maddie, as you get ready to go to the Pac-12s. What's ahead for you in terms of, you said we got a lot left. Do you allow yourself to even think about after the NCAA championships and so on in terms of where you want to go and what you want to keep doing?
Well, my plan is actually to come back and do one more year with Beaver Gymnastics. So that's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so beyond that, then, I mean, I wasn't aware. You do have another year of eligibility then.
Yeah, I'm going to take that COVID year. I just had some weird years in there, and I feel like I want one more normal year.
Yeah, excellent. So that's, but beyond that, you know, have you allowed yourself to think beyond that or not? I don't want to put any pressure on you if you haven't, but, you know, what do you think? I mean, do you have some plans tangible at all for post-gymnastics life?
So that's kind of been the topic of conversation lately. I realized throughout my gymnastics career, I haven't had a lot of time to think about what comes next. But I like working with kids with disabilities, so I might be doing something with that. Or, I don't know, I have a lot of different options, and trying to figure out what I want to do school-wise next year is kind of what I'm actually figuring out right now as we speak. So it's in the works.
Yeah, and again, to buy anxieties or doubts or thought, you know, taking thought for the morrow and all of those things, it's sometimes impossible to avoid that kind of thinking. But at the same time, it strikes me, Maddie, that you and your teammates are locked in for this weekend and the next few weeks beyond that, just in terms of wanting to wrap up the season in the best possible position. Is that accurate? Do you feel like you and the rest of your teammates are ultra-focused heading to Utah again this weekend?
I think so. You know, it's been finals week this week, and I think we've all done a really good job of trying to keep school, you know, out of the gym, worry about it. You know, really focus in when we're in the gym on what we needed to do and then do that schoolwork later. So I think now going into the meet, being with finals behind us, we just have a fresh mind and we're ready to go in there and kick some butt.
Sounds good. Maddie, we're glad you're coming back for another year. We'll get to interact with you off and on in the following season. Thanks for taking time today to join us with this conversation. We've really appreciated it.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Maddie. Good luck. Maddie Dagan, our guest.
Well, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Maddie Dagan and the team heading off to Utah for the Pac-12 Championships. Every show, every week, brought to you in part by Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros Coffee and OSU teaming up in a new way to show its support of Beaver Dam. Dutch Bros donating to the Oregon State University Food Pantry for every point the Beaver football team scores and sports through the winter and the spring. Dutch Bros will give enough to feed a single student for a month. The more we score, the more students Dutch Bros help support. On behalf of everyone at Oregon State, thank you for your support of the Beavers and the Oregon State University Food Pantry. Until next week. For Mike Parker, I'm John Warren. Goodbye, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.